Okay, welcome to Unit 2. In this video, we'll discuss the business cycle. In developed countries, we can generally see a pattern where there are periods of economic growth followed by periods of slow growth and maybe even falling growth, which will be led into a recession. This is known as the business cycle or trade cycle. The business cycle is the periodic fluctuations and economic activity measured by changes in real gross national product, right? So here we're going to be measuring the gross national product, right? So the phases of the business cycle are known as peak, contraction, trough, and expansion. In a peak, you have reached your full economic potential and you will see a slight decrease in output for that period, which will be followed by a contraction, which means the economy is tightening in a downturn. Now we'll reach a trough, which is known as the opposite of a peak. So the peak is the top, the trough is the bottom, where we're starting to rebound and go back up. And then an expansion is felt after we reach the trough, we dig out of the trough, and now we are growing back into a boom cycle in the economy. While the fluctuations are, in practice, highly irregular, the most common illustration of the business cycle shows a standard periodic cycle. Now, you'll see in this graphic that we have a startup phase. We dip down into our trough. You can see we start above the zero line. We fall below the zero line, create a trough, which means we have reached the bottom in our contraction, right, or our downturn. So then we see a recovery, which is known as a potential expansion policy being used, maybe a loosening of federal funds rate, allowing banks to offer loans at cheaper rates. Then we go into the boom cycle here, which is followed by a peak, which you can see will have again a downturn leading with contraction into a recession. And the second dotted line in the middle, where you can see the trough comes in. This is where we've reached the bottom of the recession and our economy is beginning to rebound and improve. Then you'll see expansionary policy undertaken by the government, which will lead us into an expansionary phase. Now, expansion, unemployment will fall, right? We will see the unemployment go down during an expansionary period in our economy. Actual GDP will be greater than potential GDP here. There is an output gap. Unemployment is less than neutral rate of unemployment. So at the D point on our cycle graph here, you'll be able to see that potential GDP is less than, or actual GDP is greater than potential GDP, and there is an output gap. Unemployment is less than the neutral rate of unemployment, which shows very strong economic numbers or a strong economic system in that part of the cycle. Now you can see where we reach the peak at D, and we start to contract a little bit, and unemployment increases. Funds get tighter, banks are less willing to loan, rates are going up, consumers are looking for less loans. So you will see businesses begin to, shed costs, and a lot of times that happens in the labor force first. So unemployment will go up in a contractionary period at point B. Now we move along into the graph on the cycle at point E. Now at point E, we are starting to settle into our trough. You can see that the contraction is beginning to flatten out a little bit. And as we move through E, you can see that it will eventually hit that trough. But at point E, we'll discuss that actual GDP is less than potential GDP. So, you know, potential GDP is there. We've already seen a peak effort early in this business cycle, so we know what our potential GDP is, but we are falling below the potential of our GDP because we are experiencing a contractionary period in our business cycle. So therefore, at this point, unemployment is greater than the neutral rate of unemployment because businesses are having to cut costs and they are trying to save cash. Therefore, they will do that through the unemployment process, cutting labor, etc. Now, as we come out of the E figure, you'll see that we are creating the trough again, and we are continuing. We are back to the rebound and expansion phase, and this will give us our actual GDP number once we reach this maximized peak. Now, point C, long-term growth trend or potential GDP equals full employment GDP, and that is equal to unemployment, which is equal to the natural rate of unemployment.